Hey guys, Davius here. I'm back with another Otaku Puppy News Hour for you guys. Hope everybody's had a great great week so far. I forgot what day was. Today's Thursday. Had a great week so far. Hope you guys, if you're gamers, hope you all enjoyed E3. There's not a lot of news this week because everything's been E3. E3 was actually pretty decent this year. I enjoy it. Nintendo's E3 was a little lackluster for me. I'm not a big Smash person, so kind of Smash heavy, which was a letdown. Sony's press conference I thought was not terrible, but pretty weak. Microsoft I thought had probably the best conference, honestly. I'm really excited for Jump Force. Oh, I cannot wait to play that. Fire Emblem on the Switch, I cannot wait. E3 was overall, it was decent enough. I saw a few games I definitely would know I want for sure. But other than that, nothing special. I got a few news stories for you guys today. Like I said, that's nothing too special, just a couple things I just found. So let's get started. First off, Tokyo Ghoul Re gets a second season in October. That's great news. I've been loving it. I know some people don't love it. I've heard some people say it's great. I've heard some people not love it as much as did the other ones. But I've really been enjoying it, and I also love the fact that this season has also been dubbed at the same time. Like the dub's already out. I've been watching the series dubbed. Actually, I haven't been watching it subbed. I've been watching it dubbed, which is great because I can turn it on and just let it play. If I get behind a couple episodes, I can go back and set them play without having to read them. And so that's been great. The second season is coming out in October. This first season only going to have 12 episodes. I guess it'll be 12 next episode also, next season also. So really looking forward to that. Cannot wait. And sorry for getting a little scratchy. I was just watching the New Day versus the Elite, Kenny Omega and the Young Bucks in a Street Fighter tournament. For all my wrestling fans out there, you know who I'm talking about. And that was it was amazing. They trash talked each other. The Bucks super kicked some guy. They ate habanero peppers. It was great. It was amazing. It was beautiful. So, yeah, we got New Day versus the Elite. It was great. Next piece of news is Anime Expo will host the world premiere of Trigger's new anime, SSSS Gridman. I don't know. That's pretty big news. It says, okay, apparently Gridman is a live-action show from back in 1993. And it's also from the same people who made Ultraman. My mom's a huge Ultraman fan. She grew up watching Ultraman, so she's a huge Ultraman fan. So this anime is by those same people. I do appreciate Studio Trigger's shows a lot, so this should probably be really good. Hopefully it's good. I'm looking forward to it. Of course, it's at Expo, because Expo is, at this point, the largest anime convention in the United States, as far as I know. I've always thought about going to Expo, but I've never even wanted to attempt it. I know I heard one year it was like 60,000 people, and I was just like, no, that's ridiculous. Here in Georgia, we have MomoCon, and we have Anime Week in Atlanta. And MomoCon this year pulled in about 34,000 people. Anime Week in Atlanta usually pulls in around maybe 37, maybe right at 40, and that's already enough. I can't do 60, 80,000 people. That's just ridiculous. So I just won't be doing that. I'll just kind of glance through Studio Trigger show, see what else they've done. And like I said, they're doing Darling in the Franxx right now, which I love. Oh, Darling in the Franxx is just my show. It's beautiful. It's amazing. So yeah, I will definitely be watching SSS Gridman. Alright, let's go on to the next story here. Next story is a bit of a downer, but the artist who did designs for the Bomberman games and the Bomberman anime, and also worked on Beyblade designs, has passed away. He was 58 years old, which is very young nowadays. 58 is not very old at all. But yeah, he did the Bomberman games on the NES and the Famicom. Like I said, did even some of the modern iterations for the game. He worked on original character designs for Beyblade V-Force, and G Revolution, which all those three are my favorites. I'm a huge Beyblade fan. I actually still play Beyblade currently, like tournaments, things of that nature. So yeah, I'm really into Beyblade, and yeah, so that's definitely sad for his family, and our thoughts got to his family. Like, 58 is very young nowadays. That's not very old at all. Oh, and his name was Shoji Mizuno. I want to make sure I said that. Next up, level 5 has delayed the Inazuma 11 game to this fall. The game is coming out on the PS4, the Switch, iOS, and Android. Inazuma 11, I haven't really seen. I've seen a couple of episodes of the older series. I played the demo for one of the games a few years ago on my 3DS, but I've never really just sat down and really watched the anime to kind of get an idea of. I love sports animes, so I'm assuming I would like it. I just never really sat down and took the time to watch it. But yeah, so the game's being pushed back to fall, which is cool. I may check it out when it comes out. It says the game is also accompanying an anime series that's coming out in April. So a new anime series is coming out for this also. So yeah, maybe that's time to catch up on the older stuff. In case this is a reboot, and then watch the show along with the game. So I may actually do that. Next story is Discotech licensed the anime Beast Fighter The Apocalypse and also Eternal Alice. Discotech has licensed both of those animes, and they both will be getting English subtitled DVD releases on August 28th. So not that long from now, actually. I don't know much about Beast Fighter. Eternal Alice, I have heard of. I've never seen it, but it does sound familiar. Let's see. Hello?
How you doing?
No, I'm at home.
Oh, you need to go to
the
state?
No, ma'am. Okay, I'm going to tell me how you can have some grandparents.
Yeah.
All right,
then.
Yeah, I'll call mom and I'll tell her.
All right, gotcha. I need some grandparents. I need to
Oh, yes, man.
All right, dear. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Sorry about that, guys. There may be a slight pause in here somewhere. My phone rang, and I didn't know how to pause the recording, so very sorry about that. I'm not sure if I can take it out, I will. But again, sorry for this awkward pause that you just experienced. Hopefully it won't happen again. So yeah, what was I saying before that? Oh, about the animes. Beast Fighter and Eternal Alice. Yeah. Let me get back on track here. Oh, 13 episode from 03. And one and based off 1970s manga, which is Beast Fighter. The Eternal Alice is a 13 episode anime from 06. So I may check those out. I've heard Discotech's anime can be a little expensive, so I'm not sure, but I'll definitely give those a check. Eternal Alice looks like it could be good, so I'll give it a go. I won't keep you guys too long. Down to the last story here. And last story here is also another sad story. 21-year-old actor Daichi Nobe, he's an actor on the Kamen Rider series, passed away after doing a jumping accident. And it sounds like a stunt going wrong. It says 21-year-old Kamen Rider actor Daichi Nobe passed away on Thursday morning. He was brought to the hospital where he lost consciousness after jumping practices the morning before. According to the police, Nobe was jumping from a hotel's 15-meter high story, which is about 49 feet, onto a 2.5 meter thick air mattress, or about 8 feet. So that's really sad news. Someone so young. I mean, 21 is just, like, you're just getting started. And to think that it sounds like it was just a freak accident. I don't know if maybe the mattress didn't hold up, or if the jump didn't go correctly, or what happened. But that's very, very terrible. And definitely thoughts go out to his family and friends. And yeah, that's horrible for someone that young to pass away like that. Yeah, so that was the last news story. I just wanted to address that one also. Because I've been wanting to get into Kamen Rider, so I figured I wanted to make sure I address this story. Yeah, so that's the last news story for today. Again, sorry for that pause that you're going to experience around 9 minutes there. Hopefully that won't happen next time. And yeah, so thank you guys for listening. As always, leave a comment about any of these news stories or any news stories that you've heard about. Well, not leave a comment, but leave a response. Let me know about a news story that you've heard about and you want to talk about. I'm open to talk about anything. Yeah, so check out my blog, otakuclipper.blogspot.com. I'll be back next Monday with another OVA review for you guys. So look forward to that. Until next time, Maho out.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.